I was tossed down until we up and then we ice. Yeah, but nigga to the J code. Ballin' on my haters, I think that I'm stuck in beast mode. Make it through the foul, run to the line and make the throw. I think that I'm deep, warm like I'm deep, oh. Hey, but I like the fade. Yeah, I got these diamonds on me, and these bitches all in my face. And you wanna be the car, and you wanna win the race. But you cannot ride with me, cause I was gone on a chase. Now a day, call for a girlfriend. Days, I don't know when the world spins. Life like we die when the world ends. Alright, every time we promise, break a sin.
Hello, and you're listening to Star Days Live, and this is Star. The hot topic, Serena Williams. Okay, we know about the tennis, the U.S. opening. Well, we have Serena Williams, who was being punished for speaking her truth. The unfair treatment displayed toward Serena Williams at the U.S. Open is further proof that, in tennis, women are subject to a double standard. That standard is particularly glaring in the case of female athletes of color. I'm seeing more and more of this. Only days after the announcement that Colin Kaepernick is the face of Nike's Just Do It 30th anniversary campaign, Serena Williams, a black tennis star, was punished for displaying justifiable anger when she called out the umpire for his on-the-court sexism. She was penalized with a $17,000 fine, $10,000 for which was for the remarks to the umpire. The match should have been called for celebration because it came about the 60 years since Althea Gibson became the first African-American player to compete in the U.S. Nationals and win the U.S. Open, Wimbledon, and the French Open. Gibson faced racism as a trailblazing black woman with hecklers at her first tennis match in Forest Hill on August the 29th, 1950, where the fans were shouting, "Beat the nigger." See, now let's fast forward to 2018, where Serena Williams was matched against Naomi Osaka, who was like Japanese and Haitian American. She is a powerhouse. She has her sister Mari Osaka. Okay, but Naomi, according to the little clip, well, I watched it. Naomi was like overexcited that she got to play against her idol. Man, who doesn't want to play with Venus or Serena? But it was overshadowed by the races and the sexist officiating of the tennis tournament. This happened yesterday. Today is Sunday. Yesterday was Saturday. For clarity, because you're hearing the voice. But the umpire, who was Carlos Ramos, he issued Williams a warning for allegedly receiving illegal coaching through hand gestures. Even though, you know, her coach, is Patrick Mouratoglou. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name. I just know the Patrick part. He admitted to coaching, but Williams denied that she had cheated and demanded that Ramos apologize. Then, we know, Williams broke her racket out of frustration over losing a serve, for which Ramos imposed a 1-point penalty. And you know, well, Williams responded. She called Ramos a thief for stealing a point from her. If you haven't heard, you know, Williams lost the match to Osaka, and she took the defeat with grace, but no, not without making a statement. At a press conference, Williams said she is fighting for women's rights and women's equality, calling out Ramos for his sexism. He's never taken a game from a man because they said thief. For me, it blows my mind. But I'm going to continue to fight for women, Williams said. Okay, other players have notably found fault with Ramos, so he's a little biased, I might say. In 2016, he accused Venus of doing the same thing. We have some people who say that Ramos is tough on men, but on the males, as he is on the female players. I haven't seen it, and I watch tennis quite a bit. I love tennis. William, who returned to tennis after childbirth, congratulations. I think her baby is... Does she have her baby last year? Or was it this year? It might have been this year. No, I'm thinking about the twins were Beyonce twins. It was an uphill battle in recent weeks. More specific, she's been policed for her blackness, beautiful black self. She's faced unfair drug testing and disgusting comments about her body. Now, we know that Serena is sick, honey. And she has been banned from wearing her Wakandist black cat suit at the French Open, which was designed to reduce her risk of blood clotting, the very issue that almost claimed her life during childbirth. Now, perhaps the greatest tennis player in the world pays a $17,000 price for her anger. Why? Because to many, including likely the tennis authorities that be, Williams' reaction affirms the racial stereotype of a black woman who dares to speak her mind, who is loudmouthed and uncouth, and dare we say, ghetto. Of course, sports history is replete with men who have shown rage on the court and not only avoided punishment but received accolades. And those include John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, and Jimmy Connors. Okay, just a few. And we have James Blake, who he admitted he was saying worse than Williams did without suffering any penalties. And we have Billie Jean King, who tweeted, "When a woman is emotional, she's hysterical, and she's penalized for it. When a man does the same, we hear he's outspoken, and there are no repercussions. This double standard is nothing new, but is receiving more attention in the hashtag MeToo era. The repercussions go far beyond the tennis world, as Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat of California, asked Judge Brett Kavanaugh at his Supreme Court confirmation hearing in a discussion on Roe versus Wade. Can you think of any laws that give the government power to make decisions about the male body? The penalty against Serena Williams is evidence that black women still face an uphill battle, and we have a lot of work left to do if we are to be a society of equals." Yes, I don't think it's just black women. I think it's people of color in general. We have a lot of work left to do if we want to be equals. As with the burning of the Nike, the burning and torturing, destroying of the Nike logo, shoes, etc., apparel that people worked hard for, and I just started unfollowing and deleting everyone that's involved in that, because that makes absolute no sense when it's been clearly stated that he took a knee for injustice. Took a knee for injustice. It's been said over and over and over and over. And yet still there are people out there in the real world who say it's against the flag and the national anthem. So you mean to say, even after he explained his action, which he got from a veteran, to take the knee to support the cause, many still believe that it is about an anthem and a flag. So you're block, 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 unfollowed, unfollowed. Because I just can't deal with that's the stupidity that's even attached to what's going on. But you know, Nike not losing any sleep. I'm just glad I take a knee with Colin and Nike. So I stand, but still, we have a very long, 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 long way to go. And this just show is just rearing its racism, is rearing its ugly head. But until next time, you all stay good, living your best life. Don't be worried about what others say. Be true to you.